like, you do NFL stuff, it don't matter. You just let me know how y'all want to do it. But obviously, if you've been sleeping under a rock, you know, I'm a big NBA fan. I'm kind of equal NFL and NBA. But anyway, so everybody know Kyrie Irving, you know what I'm saying, point guard, the Brooklyn Nets. Sean Marks, I believe, the GM of Brooklyn Nets, came out yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday, and said that Kyrie will not be participating in anything until he gets vaccinated. Because the reason why he said that is because the state of New York passed a law saying that you can't enter any New York establishments and you haven't been vaccinated. So that's why all the NBA teams, majority of them, got vaccines, because it's California and New York are the two that's kind of like that right now. So it was kind of like one of those things, like, hey, just do this because, you know, you make money with it. I ain't going to get into the COVID shit, vaccine shit. Y'all can figure that out. But on the sports side of the shit, I find it interesting because it's like, it's one side when it's like, oh, he's stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they kind of call him dumb without saying it. They're like, oh, he's so smart. He's intelligent. But then it's like, but nigga, why are you doing this? Because you can do whatever you want to do, and you're going to retire. And they kind of like crack jokes on my dude like that, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to point out that long drawn whole soliloquy was point out the fact that with all the people that say Kyrie crazy, and you know what I'm saying, he got his head up his ass. The same thing I said back in 2016, we left for the fucking Celtics. And niggas was trying out there shitting on LeBron. It was like, oh, you know, LeBron, you know, he's a terrible teammate. You know, he wanted to be control of the team. And I was like, nah, it's all Kyrie.
Earth is the only fucking planet that's flat.
Hold on. You know what I mean? I just want to point that out. I just want to point that out. As LeBron fan, I want to point out
that he you know, he went to Duke. So it's making me think, what the fuck do they teach at that school?
I know Tar Heels don't talk like that.
I don't know. Y'all got some dumbass Tar Heels too. I ain't going to cap.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe Danny Green. He probably might be the dumbest one.
Hey, man. Kyrie was cool until he started fucking with old girl that was overdosing on drugs and fucking with. He lost it after that, yo. She sucked the soul out that nigga.
I kind of agree with him. I understand what he's doing, man. If you don't want to get back,
it's your job, though.
Yeah.
Not to get vaccinated.
Yeah, if your job tells you, and I'm paying you, all right, again, the podcast, we making $20 million per podcast, right? Well, nah, it wouldn't be $20 million per podcast. It's 82 games, the nigga make like $24 million. So what, probably like $2
million? Yeah. Like
$2 million per podcast. Right. But the building where we recording at, by law says, you can't walk in this building unless you're vaccinated. You're not getting vaccinated.
If I feel as strongly as he does about it, then you can't do it.
But now you put all of us in a situation. Now you jeopardize all our shit because we're a team.
Right.
But I'm a man first.
So manly. If I don't get my $2 million as a man, who I'm coming to see?
I mean, you still going to get the show. No, the show don't go on.
The show can't go on. Okay.
They lost their star player at that, but guess what?
But listen, this is what you're not listening. There's a minimum roster. There's a minimum amount of people you need to play in a game.
I understand.
Right? I still have to pay you. I am paying you. It's in your contract. You must show up if healthy. You're not healthy. This is a personal decision. This is personal. It's not nothing else. It's because you don't believe in it.
Is there anything that you believe in that you won't do?
Like what?
If the
law says, hey, you gotta suck dick to walk into this arena. No, I'm not sucking dick. But this is health-wise. It's not just about you. It's about your other 14 people on the team and this 100,000 people in the arena.
Not to get political. I know this ain't the platform for that. But
I was gonna take it anyway, but go ahead.
If a hospital requires nurses and doctors to get it, and they don't want to. Why is it any different that when a NBA player, just because they get paid millions of dollars more, it's, you got to get that vaccine because you let the team down.
The doctors and nurses are not getting it because it's not healthy. They're getting it because it's forced on them. Let's keep that in mind. People are not denying the vaccine because they think it's unhealthy. They just mad because they're being forced to take it.
Right.
That's what they're standing up against. Kyrie's point is, I shouldn't be forced to take this. I'm not taking it. That's it. Has nothing to do with the health risk or anything. I am being forced to. Because these same nurses and doctors was just crying a couple fucking months ago about needing a fucking vaccine for this. Because it's overwhelming. It's just about being forced. As Americans, we like to have choices. That's true.
Yep. I agree. It's kind of one of those things where I was like, and it's like, it can say it's a loose correlation or whatever, but it's kind of like the whole Kaepernick thing, right? It's like, all right, how much are you willing to sacrifice for this cause? How much do you believe in this cause, right? So are you willing to sacrifice pretty much your career for this? And that's how I looked at it. If Kyrie feel that way, then hey, bro, just step away or retire like he said he's going to do, or retire for like 2-3 years until this shit kind of calms down a little bit. Then
He shouldn't be the only damn player that, because he ain't even the only player that's doing that. He's the only one left.
It was him and Andrew Wiggins, and then Wiggins fucking realized the truth. Like he said, oh, I want my kids that generation to wealth.
I could have sworn it was one more person. It was
him and Andrew.
The dude from Philly, wasn't it? I think it was
somebody. It's a dude on Orlando Magic that said he wasn't gonna take.
It was somebody they don't count. It was somebody that won't like a big star, but it was somebody whose name you would know. I forget who it was though. Like some light skinned dude. But anyway, still to my point though. At this point, Kyrie has made so much money. If they telling that man, you got to get that joint. Then I'm saying that if it's me at my job now and they tell me, oh, you need to get that so you can stay employed, I got to do it because I need the job. But if I'm Kyrie Irving, I'm making millions. I didn't play in the league. I got to be a couple of rings. And then they telling me, oh, you need to get this to play. I'm not getting it. If I don't believe in it, I don't want to get it.
We just looking at this. This is the same motherfucker who's just complaining about people money with the WNBA, but this is the same thing. Can't make money if you can't play.
You say Kyrie saying something about the WNBA?
Yeah. He donated some money to, like, he's a good person, but you standing up for the wrong things. He's only doing this, like, again, like I said before you left when you made the point about the nurses. They're not mad about them about the vaccine. It's about them being forced to take it.
That's correct. That's correct. That's,
but it's not. It's not a health risk. It's about the choice of you're not giving me this. That's it.
Right. And then at the end of the day, if you think about it, to kind of play devil's advocate, he's not really being forced. He can retire. He ain't got to play in the NBA. He can go get a job that doesn't require him to do it. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Has Kyrie said anything about this on his?
Nah, he's been quiet. But he's going to be quiet because.
That nigga got a whole shoe for Nike. That nigga can sit out for a season or two.
I mean, are those shoes selling though?
Yeah, I was gonna say, just because he got them shoes.
I mean, he got a fan base. I say he
had a fan base because he was playing basketball.
All right, is PG selling shoes?
Kyrie cannot play another basketball game, and we would still know who Kyrie are.
Because of this.
He's still gonna be. He's main.
Allen Iverson still can't sell shoes. Allen Iverson can't sell shoes right now.
Allen Iverson was on the shoes. He was good on the man. Them shoes don't look good now.
Kyrie's shoes don't look good ever. That's my point. You're making the point.
Yeah, I'll take that.
They shoes sell because they're playing.
But kids like Kyrie, though. So
He's playing. It's just like he's playing, bro.
If Kyrie retires and he come out with a, what's that movie he had?
Uncle Drew.
He was an old man. Uncle Drew. He come out with an Uncle Drew series. Everybody watching it.
No, that shit did not sell. That shit was trash.
I liked it. I was good.
He was high. He was fucking stoned. That shit did not sell.
I watched it. It was a good movie.
Netflix fucking releases Dead better than that shit.
Damn.
Again, people like him because he play. I'm not taking nothing away from him. But I feel like I'm the only one being realistic. Nike is not going to keep him around if he's not selling shit. You're not playing basketball. You're not MJ. You're not LeBron. You're not these players that's going to sell for us without you being on the court.
He obviously don't care, bro.
I'm not saying he does.
Cared about that, he got that vaccine.
No, he wasn't thinking like this. He was thinking, I'm Kyrie. They not going to do this shit.
Right.
He wasn't thinking Brooklyn was going to be like, oh, you don't want to get this? Don't worry about it. We don't need you. He wasn't thinking that. If he thought that Brooklyn was going to be like, don't worry about it. You ain't got to show up. Guarantee he would have took that fucking shot. He was playing. Right. He was playing fucking. He thought he had more leverage than he had. Now he gonna want to get out of Brooklyn. He ain't gonna want to play for them. It's all this. He don't want to go to another team. It's gonna start over. If everywhere Kyrie goes, when it doesn't work out for him, it's the other people's fault.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that he had
Nike. He got shoes, but it's like it's plenty of ways this nigga to make money. That's what I'm saying.
Not if he's not playing basketball. That's what I'm saying. His whole foundation and popularity is off basketball.
Right.
He's not one of those athletes that go out and
is in the spotlight. That's not him. Yeah. He's not one of those that's in the spotlight. Yeah.
He's definitely low key.
But then I mean PG is not either, but his shoes selling. And he had big kids. But he had the biggest hit. But I mean, it hit off his shoes only because
he's playing basketball. When he wasn't playing basketball, was his shoes selling? That year he was injured, was his shoes selling? No. His shoes are selling because he's on the court every night, dropping 22, 25, 30 points a game. If you're not a superstar that's in the spotlight like that, like a LeBron, like a Kobe, like a Michael Jordan. There's only three motherfuckers selling shoes that don't gotta play no more. Let's keep it a bean.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So to me, it sounds like you one of the people that's one of the ones to say shut up and dribble. Shut up and play basketball.
I'm not saying shut up and dribble. I'm saying if that's your thing, then do it.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you one of the ones to say do what you did, what you paid to do, and don't say nothing.
Not don't say nothing, but don't. Don't try to pull me against shit. If I'm paying you for a job, do the fucking job. You can have an opinion, but do the fucking job. I'm cutting a check. So if you're paying somebody millions of dollars, how do you feel about it?
I've been sitting here and I was listening to you and I was trying to figure out what type of argument, like what were you arguing, like what point were you trying to make? So I just wanted to see if you was working somewhere that was paying you millions of dollars, and then they say
I already got the vaccine.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about the vaccine.
But that's what this is about.
Hold on, let me get to it. Paying you millions of dollars. Next week or next year, they find out that weed leads to some type of thing that can kill you, and it's a whole pandemic for weed. They want to stop people from smoking weed, and your job say, hey, nobody else can smoke no more. You can't smoke weed no more. We testing every day.
This is how I make my money, and I'm getting paid. Yes, you fucking right, nigga. Are you fucking crazy? 22 million? And all I gotta do is stop smoking weed? Yes, nigga. There's other shits out here.
That's all I know.
No,
this is a great day to try cocaine.
Oh, God. There's other drugs out here, bro. 22 million. There's cocaine. There's mushrooms. There's LSD. Alcohol. There's other shit I can hook on. Fuck weed. 22 million. What? I'm on the news like, yeah, that shit did have me fucked up, yo.
See, that's how I got it with the money. Okay, let's say you at the job you at right now. And next week they say you can't. You keeping that job, sir?
$15 an hour and $22 million an hour.
No, don't change it.
That's the whole point. That's what you're saying. You're asking me to keep the same energy for $22 million a year for $15 an hour. What the fuck you think I'm gonna do?
Hold on, hold on. Let me get back.
You about to do now?
That's $29,000 a year to $22 million a year. I'm smoking my install. Fuck y'all rule. Yes.
High as a kite.
Money is the motivation. You can calculate that shit all you want.
Hold on, you say you smoking bad stuff?
That shit is never going to equal $22 million.
No, I said high.
You smoking bad stuff? Huh?
That's not what I'm saying now. I'm saying the point is the money that you thinking about now, the $20 million, is how he's looking at with you, the $15 an hour right now. Like, he's not worried. He probably not worried about the job anymore. Kyrie probably made money. He probably straight.
I get
that's the point. I was trying to figure out if I had
7-10 years of making $22 million a year, and they came to me, and I don't want to do, and I don't want to smoke. Maybe I don't know. That's all I was trying to get.
No. So money moves.
I'm still not gonna smoke. No, $22 million.
I'm good.
$22 million, and all I gotta do is take a fucking shot. Are you fucking serious?
I do it myself.
Hey, give me the needle. You taking too long, nigga.
Yeah,
right.
The funny thing about it is, these the same motherfuckers
that take flu shots, and these the same motherfuckers that get any type of fucking shot to stop pain and shit. But you don't want to get this shit. Come on, man. This shit's
I'm just saying. Before it was forced, you were still gonna make that money regardless.
But now it's a rule. It's not being forced. This is the government saying
in a state.
It's more than one state. It's a few states like that, and we travel.
What, two?
So I'm going to pay you $22 million to play 35% of these games.
Word.
To miss three states? Well, okay, I give you New York and California being the biggest, so that's probably where most of the games and
That's 48 games you're missing off the back just of New York alone, because we play 48 games at home.
To be fair, Kyrie gonna miss that anyway.
But I gotta pay. But now you're missing this because what? And what you just said. He gonna miss those. I just had to pay you last year because your mind wasn't on basketball. But I was still cutting you basketball checks.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a business. So you the owner? At the end of the day, this is a business.
So would you cut him?
I would do exactly what Brooklyn did. You don't want to be. I'm not going to pay you 82 game check, and you play 30 games, and it's not because of injury. It's because you're not allowed in these arenas. That's 48 games with 42 games at home, at least. 41 games at home that you're missing. That's 50. That's 50% of the season right there. Let alone the playoffs. There's no point in me paying. But you're going to expect these checks to come.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This is a business at the end of the day, and I think his contract, because Corona won't around when the contract, so ain't nobody's contract got nothing to do with
it. Is he getting guaranteed money?
He already got the contract.
NBA contract guaranteed, bro.
Yeah, he already got it. They guaranteed. They buy years.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I just paid you this money last year, and you ain't want to show up because you ain't feeling good. Your stomach hurting.
Right.
His mind won't right.
I won't right.
I definitely understand what you're saying from a business standpoint, but I also understand where he's coming from as a personal person with his own. If it's off the leash, then yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think Kyrie went into it like thinking, all right, they gonna sit me down for the whole season. They gonna come.
Right.
Knowing how Kyrie has been operating these last couple, because they have been cooperating with him like last year. When he wasn't good, they let him do it. So in his mind, he's like, well, I'm just gonna play certain games and they gonna be okay with me.
That's what I was thinking with Kyrie. Because it was like you said, last year, it was like, okay, Kyrie, okay. All right. And then this year, you like, full season.
And that's why he ain't said it. That's why he ain't said
that. And then last year was that COVID season too, so you really didn't expect the season to go.
It was the first season from the bubble and shit. He did that shit.
The Nets justified him sitting out
last year. It was mental health. They now he was bringing awareness to mental health. Kyrie got too many fucking problems.
Yeah, to me, yeah, he sounds like one of them people I gotta get off my
again,
team.
Again, that nigga ain't been right since old girl left him for party next.
Who was old girl?
Kalina.
Kalani.
Kalani. Yeah.
Kalani. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She got that Erykah Badu coochie.
She was sucking the soul out that boy.
She be scaring me sometimes. Cause she be, yeah, some days she like a man. You say suicidal.
Nah, she be like she mad suicidal, bro.
She was churning. Oh, she was churning pepper.
Nah, I seen her some days. She can look like a man, and then next day you be like, oh, she's so gorgeous. So she can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the face tattoos, dog.
Yeah, that's probably too. It's a little aggressive.
I think it's the face tattoo. Kyrie didn't know how to handle that nigga. Just like
Kyrie hit it raw.
Yeah,
he's like, don't that nigga look in the mirror every time you take a shower. Like, man, do I really love? Do I love the boy?
Mm-mm. Kyrie was hit it raw and thought she ain't finna leave me for no R&B singer. I'm a motherfucking NBA superstar.
Word.
She left before YG did.
Nah, party next door.
Ooh.
Where dude was probably boring, to be real with you. He was probably trying to tell her about the earth. She probably didn't care.
Probably was telling her the earth was flat.
Yeah, he wasn't them serious people, and she wanted to have fun. And he's like, nah, this ain't gonna work. I'm gonna go actually get with the party now. And took a little weird turn, but you know, it happens.
Hey,
we making it seem like y'all got some say so. You don't.
I'm glad you brought that up because you missed earlier. you aware of the whole Kyrie Irving situation?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you feel on that? What's your take on that?
Kyrie, he too big headed. He too high on himself. You ain't even. If he was on LeBron status, KD status. You tell the organization you ain't fucking playing. You know, Kyrie Irving, nigga, you get out there and you shoot that basketball. Because you rough. Because like I said, you might have hit the game-winning shot. You might be a big part of LeBron winning the ring in Cleveland. But at the end of the day, nigga, you only making playoffs until LeBron came back. So you not that nigga. You not that nigga. Like,
he's not that guy.
So
he's not that guy, pal.
Kyrie need to pipe down.
Do you think he can survive a season or two?
Not playing
out the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's young. Kyrie
can, yeah. I feel like and the reason why I say that, because honestly, most money as far as them NBA players made, you know, endorsements. So as you long as he don't rub none of them people with his endorsements wrong.
Endorsements with not playing basketball?
Depending on who you are, if you know how to talk. See, Kyrie is...
We talking about
he ain't retarded. You got to think about it. Kyrie ain't retarded.
Kyrie going to make money.
Kyrie still going to find a way to make some money somehow. Kyrie's daddy has set him up to where his son ain't completely stupid now. But just some of the decisions he makes are very selfish. And I looked at it last year. I even heard some of the experts say the Nets play better without Kyrie to begin with. So it ain't like he's gonna be missed. It is not like Brooklyn's gonna miss him.
Nah.
You still got James Harden and Kevin Durant. They're two walking buckets right there. So it ain't like Kyrie's gonna be just that missed. So I feel like at the end of the day, being that he's so injury prone, he's costing himself money. Because he's injury prone, which lowers his trade value, which lowers his anybody want to pick me up, sign me in free agency value, because they don't know whether you're going to be able to get him enough games because you're injury prone. So he's hurting himself in that aspect. That's just like Ben Simmons. Nigga, you can't shoot. Get your ass on the court as quickly as possible. You cannot shoot. Get your ass on that court as quickly as possible, because all you're doing is diminishing your value right now, because you're showing people that already thought you was defiant, don't care about trying to learn how to shoot, don't want to shoot. People already got these, and now are you just not gonna show up because you upset because people called you out on the fact you can't shoot?
Okay. All right, but that's all right. I'm gonna shoot Ben some Ben. All right, I'm gonna shoot him some Ben right now. All that's true, what you said, He's struggling from shooting. I think it's all in his head. He can shoot. I feel like I think he just needs to see the ball going to the hoop.
See?
A few times consistently, and I think he'll get the feel of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like a feel. You know, I'm not the greatest basketball player. As a matter of fact, I was trash. But
he need to drop his nuts. That's what he need to do.
If your teammates and your coach, first of all, the coach, and they ask you, can you win with him? And then he's like, I don't know. And then, you know what I mean? Like, then you got your other teammate, the one that he say what he say, and he can tell he really don't want you there. And they center the offense around Embiid anyway. It's like,
that's because Embiid is the better overall player.
Embiid can fucking shoot.
He's a better overall player than Ben Simmons based on the fat he shoots.
The nigga is 6'10". That's really nothing outside of 8 feet away from the basket.
That's the only thing that makes that. You got to think about it. Embiid is a 7 foot plus.
Everyone else does. There's no floor spacing with Ben Simmons on the
court. Yeah. Embiid is a 7 foot plus person who can handle the ball and can shoot. Now, Ben Simmons, like I said, Ben Simmons need to talk to Lonzo. Because Lonzo had teammates saying the same shit about his ass. Can't shoot.
They don't need to do that. I think what Ben needs to do, he would be perfect for Philly because you got Tobias Harris, who's a shooter. I mean, JJ Redick retired and he won't on the team, whatever like that. But my thing is like that
story though. They already played with them.
But then
if he's gonna go to a team, you gotta tell me somebody like Golden State perfect. You don't wanna shoot,
yeah,
you got the shooters around. Golden State perfect for Ben Simmons. If he don't wanna shoot,
it can work in Philly. It can work with him in Philly. I mean, he's not
gonna stay. I've seen the story with him in Philly. And the only way it's gonna work with him in Philly, you gotta get rid of Embiid. You gotta get rid of Embiid, or you gotta get rid of Simmons.
They were the number one seed last year. Huh? They were the number one seed last year. What? Yeah.
Yeah. It was Philly. They were the number one seed.
How far they make it?
Okay.
Now, they made the playoffs. They played us, and that's when we beat them. The Hawks. I'm talking about the Hawks. So
they made the playoffs. They done made the playoffs probably the past 2 or 3 years. And every time they get to the playoffs, they lose based on the fact that their point guard cannot shoot.
They've been one of the top 1 or 3 teams in the title
mix. In the East?
14.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
For the past, I think, since Ben Simmons actually developed and came on as who he is now.
Okay.
So I say, what, like 4 years?
I got what you're saying. 3, 4 years? Yeah, you're right.
They've been beasts.
Since they both been healthy, they've been there. Once they get to the playoffs, because you got to think about it. Once they get to the playoffs, these teams do not play defense on Ben Simmons. They leave his ass wide open, force him to shoot, which he doesn't do, which makes it harder on the rest of his teammates because that's leaving you an extra person. Somebody's going to always be double-teamed because, well, they know Ben ain't going to shoot. We just gonna let Ben stand right here. He ain't gonna shoot, so we gonna help double team somebody else, which is making it harder for us to run the offense. All because this person is so reluctant on shooting.
Okay, but check this out, right? How many MVPs has Joel Embiid won since he came in the league?
How many he possibly should have won?
No. How many MVPs has he won? Zero. The same amount as Ben Simmons, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's saying, like, on B. And I'm not knocking him B. But he's injury prone. Dante said it. That's why I was waiting for y'all to finish. That's what I was going to say. Like,
Embiid
you can't depend
prone.
On Embiid. You can depend on Ben.
But what you can depend on Embiid is when the game's on the line, we know he's going to fucking shoot the ball.
Right.
Ben's problem is he's healthy, but what does he bring to the team just because he's healthy? You know, you're getting 9 rebounds and 9 assists out of Ben Simmons.
You can get those 9
rebounds and 9 assists out of somebody else for a lot cheaper than what it's going to cost to keep Ben Simmons around. That's what
Ben Simmons can
give
you 20, and he's going to be, if not, your best defender on the team.
Best defender does not make you a maximum player. That's why they want to get rid of Ben Simmons. He is up for a contract extension, and they're talking max numbers.
He got 4 years left. He doesn't.
He's up for it. He's up for money.
They just paid him. That's why they have to pay him. Yeah, they just paid him.
So see, but he ain't get paid top. He him superstar money.
Yeah, he get paid top dollar. He got something in his contract where he can get another contract. Yeah, he can restructure his contract and get more money.
He getting $28 million a year. And for $28 million a year, you should average at least 18 points a game.
That's just like the Warriors and Steph Curry. The Warriors that just paid season. Steph Curry not too long ago and still restructured his contract.
Playoffs, anything. It shouldn't go. If I'm paying you anything north of $20 million a year, I need at least give me 15 a game.
Yeah,
that including the playoffs. Now I'm not gonna take it away from the coach because Doc Rivers got something to do with it too.
All right, yes.
But
I'm gonna ask you this then, bro.
Ben Simmons is passing the ball under the rim. He won't even try to lay it up.
I'm gonna ask you a question, Rod. Point guards, you want Ben Simmons or Russell Westbrook?
Oh,
I want Russell Westbrook because that's my favorite player. But I've been, like, okay. I'm just
take that away. Take that away.
I'm taking Ben Simmons.
No, I'm not. You want to know why?
He's younger, no. Better defender, and that's like I said, I can fix the shoot problems.
Take the age. I'm talking about take the age and everything away. I don't care about the age.
Is he a better defender? Or are we just going off that because he's a 7-footer guarding 6-footers?
Now, I'm talking. This is why I asked you that question. Because the knock on Russ is Russ can't shoot. Knock on Simmons is Simmons can't shoot. But the advantage I give Russ is Russ isn't afraid to take the shot. Russ isn't afraid of the big moment. Ben Simmons is afraid of the moments. He's afraid of the
shit out of it too.
I can't have a player that's scared. I can't win with a scared player. I can win with a Russell Westbrook because he's at least gonna give me a chance because he's gonna at least attempt it, you know? And people knowing that he's gonna attempt it, it's gonna draw just a tad bit, a little bit more. With Ben Simmons, like I said, you can literally stand at the free throw line. And no, he's not even going to attempt the shot. He will hold the ball and the shot clock will run out before that nigga take that shot. That's how scared he is. I can't play with a scared player. I got to have somebody that's got some type of testosterone inside of him and going to at least try.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Y'all keep Embiid. And when he gets injured, not this season, probably, you know, knock on wood, he gets injured next season. He's out for damn, and he missed down 45, 50 games. You're going to be wishing you never
Simmons can't carry him.
You're going to wish you would have talked nicely to Ben.
What does Simmons do when Embiid's out? What does he do?
Of course, 40 points.
When? How? Where?
He's never done that?
Without Embiid? Right? Without Embiid. Has he done that without Embiid?
That's my question. I'll strike me down. I'm lying, bro.
He scored 40 points without Embiid in the game.
41.
Without Embiid.
Without Embiid. Was hurt. Yes, sir.
It might have been one game. It might have been a game. But he probably got them all off of free throws.
Simmons signed a 5-year
extension. He only shot 10 free throws.
In 2019.
He only shot 10 free throws.
I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll say he should be up for extension because, like I said, he got 40
years in a year, right? He signed a five-year in 2019, so 2021, 20. Yeah, he still.
How
got
much that. Is it?
I don't think it's $33 million. I think.
See, that's why I said it.
That's what they say this year. That's what
he can restructure
this year.
$33 million for a motherfucker to
restructure for what?
Averages 10 points a game.
For the head coach to talk shit about me, and then y'all star player talk shit about me.
Because you're trash. Because I'm paying you $33 million a year, and you're passing up layups. Let's not even get why we're having this conversation.
What you want?
They're not having these conversations because he's missing shots. We're having this conversation because he was scared to do a layup on Trae Young.
Truth.
Not because he's taking shots and missing them. Come on, Rod. You're a Hawks fan. Trae Young was under the goal. This man is 6'10".
I'm a Hawks fan, and I'm saying that. You should.
The man passed. This is the only reason why we're having this talk.
I actually watched those games, and quiet as they kept, he was locking down motherfucking Trae Young's ass.
Trae Young had 30 points.
I mean, how many games in that series he had 30 points?
Damn near every game.
Not true, bro. It's not true. How many times, because like, it ain't like we just swept them. It ain't one like that. It was not like that. It was tough.
Saying it wasn't, but I'm saying you're saying is he was locking Trae Young down. I'm saying he wasn't.
He was
playing good defense. And that's still not $33 million. That's still not $33 million. You're telling me that I'm paying you $33 million to play good defense, and the man still goes off for 20.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, but the guy you're going off of, you can't depend on him to be at work every day. Ooh. So on one side, you like, all right, let's get rid of Kyrie because if he don't want to be here, whatever.
Okay.
Like,
all
right, here's the business, right? But then you go with the guy.
I'm finna tell you why. If Embiid, those 53 games that Embiid plays, it gives me a better chance to win than 82 games that Ben Simmons plays.
I wouldn't say that because
Embiid is a bona fide superstar. He's giving me 20-10 a night, no doubt. Not if I can get to the lane and get it. No ifs, ands, and buts. He's giving me 20-10 a night. Bona fide superstar. Can Ben Simmons do that for me?
Yes.
I want to get into that. He's a great regular season player, but when it comes to that playoff, it's just ridiculous.
James Harden.
James Harden is one of the great. He's like the Peyton Manning of the NBA. He's great in
regular season. In the playoffs, he disappeared.
But ain't nobody saying, no, don't go to Brooklyn. Don't take James Harden. And we've seen
one playoff, one bad playoff series.
Right. How many bad playoff series has Ben Simmons had?
Everyone that he's been in.
Everyone he's been in?
Yes, sir.
Everyone he's been in?
Yes, sir.
Did they have Markelle Fultz in one of those playoffs?
Hell no. I don't think Fultz ever played.
Like, I was just talking to him on the team, period.
Game one, Trae Young scores 35.
I'm already looking at it. It's Ben Simmons ain't.
Ain't like
he scored down, a lot right? That first game. He scored that first game. He didn't score after that. I'm looking at game four right now, and then B had 17 points. Ben Simmons had 11, and Trae Young had 25.
How many points?
Say it again.
He scored 25, but how many points overall was he responsible for?
Trae Young?
No, yeah. We're just going to go off how many points he scored.
Okay.
He scored 25 in game four.
In game one, he had 35. Game two, he had 21.
Game five.
That's
crazy. Trae had 39 game five.
Game three.
Embiid had 37 points. And Ben Simmons had 8 points.
Okay. You stupid. Get out. Get out.
Game three.
Young had 28
points.
Get out. She threw it. Did she mean to?
Game six, Joel Embiid had 22 points.
Goddamn big.
Ben Simmons had 6 points. And Trae Young had 34 points. So Trae Young has had a high scoring game each game in this series.
And then two or three games over 30?
I know at least 4 games. Let's see, game seven, Trae Young had 21. Okay. So that's one. Joel Embiid had 31. Ben Simmons had 5.
So if you paying Ben Simmons, he had another game.
If I'm paying Ben Simmons to be a scorer, I'm not paying him no more.
For the series, Trae Young averaged 29 points and 10 assists. Where was the lockdown at?
It's not 30.
It's 29.
It's only 29 points. You're going against the Hawks. That's all you had to do.
What?
And it took him what, like 6? Maybe even like 6, right?
What are you talking about?
Seven games.
I'm talking about Ben. You told me Ben Simmons was like
he was locking down. Defense. If you telling me he scored 30 every game,
I'm saying if he's averaging 29 points a game, he's averaging 29 points a game. I'm 1 point off. He averaged 29 points a game with Ben Simmons guarding him during that series.
I don't know. I just think y'all should just admit y'all biases. Like, we can put, like I said, same thing can be said about James Harden. But then you're like, oh, you're basing on one playoff series. No, we've seen it over time.
What about
this? Time in, time out. James Harden has been clutching the playoffs since he's with the Thunder. Since he's been with the Thunder. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck. Ever since he went to Houston, he ain't did shit in the playoffs. But he heralded it. I guess you.
Look, I can tell you that. Go,
every team going to want him.
Because he shoots. That's what we're saying. We're saying he shoots.
Okay,
you're saying
he
shoots. Whether he makes those shots or not is not the issue. What I'm saying is my issue with Ben Simmons is he's not even taking the shots for me to criticize him on being trash. He's passing up wide. You watched the game. You said you watched the games in the series. He's passing up wide open layups, bruh. What superstar is doing that? What star player is passing up wide open layups? I know he's a passer. I get that. Shoot, scoring is not his game, but he's a high flyer. He dunks. Something happened in that series where he did not want to do anything. As far as James Harden chokes in the playoffs, Ben Simmons just doesn't shoot. Regular season or playoffs.
You want to know what I think is James Harden's downfall in the playoffs? They let you play a little bit more defense. They let a little bit more get away than what they're doing. James Harden's game to me is draw a foul. That's what gets most of his points. If you look at the numbers, James Harden would be 7 for 30 something. But he done got 40 to 60 points because he done been to the free throw line.
Not even good. He's completely one dimensional. But.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like I said, I'm not as high on James Harden's horse. Like I said, James Harden, if I had to pick between James Harden and Kyrie Irving for the playoff series, I want Kyrie. Kyrie has shown up in the playoffs when he's on the court. If I had to pick between two, I want Kyrie in the playoffs. But for every other game, I don't need Kyrie. Give me James. James is the better scorer. James is the better scorer of the two.
I'm going to be real with you. But Ben Simmons on last year's stats, yeah, he should not be at the end yet. 14 points average, 55% from field goal, but 30% for 3 points, and then you know just seven and rebounds and assists and six, and he a point guard.
He need to change position.
That's what I said. If Ben Simmons played any other position, if you put him at a power forward or center, I wouldn't be too mad at him. But if you my point guard, I'm gonna need some. Like you built like Magic Johnson.
These days, the shooting threes. The NBA is not cut and dry no more.
NBA is coming to shooting league. I mean, that's just a known fact.
That's what everyone's problem is with Ben Simmons. I'm not denying his talent or anything. I'm saying I'm not paying you $33 million a year to pass the ball like this. It's not what
I'm definitely.
You know the crazy thing is his average assist is 6 per game.
Damn, so he even lacking at the point guard aspect. He ain't even averaging 10 assists a game. You ain't even shooting.
He averaged 8 in the postseason. He got 8 in the postseason.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
He gave you 8 in the postseason, though.
Regular season. I was just looking at regular season.
How many points he gave you in the postseason?
Postseason, he gave you 11 points. Regular season, he gave you 14.
So he drops off when he gets to the playoffs.
So for $33 million, y'all okay with that?
I'm not okay for $33 million with that. That's a lot of money for a 10-point player.
That's all I'm saying. How much is Embiid making?
Embiid is getting $31 million. He's getting $33 million. Tobias Harris is getting $35 million.
How much?
Tobias should get more.
Tobias is also one that's overpaid. But what is Embiid averaging?
The last season, he averaged 28 points a game. He was fourth, and Embiid was 66. Rebounds per game, he's giving you 10 a game. Assists per game, he's giving you 2. And then, what's this per? I don't know what that is. Just say per. All right.
Embiid.
Regular season.
On PER.
Regular season, he gave me 28 points. Postseason, he gave me 28 points. Let's see. What are we looking for? For rebounds, I guess?
Yeah.
Or points? Rebounds, regular season. Rebounds is 10.6 a season. Postseason is 10.5. So he don't drop off that much. Blocks is 1.4 regular season. Postseason, 1.5. So his shit pretty much stay the same.
When he's playing.
And that's why I've been saying.
When he's playing, yeah.
How many
minutes? We can go by minutes.
How many games did he miss last year?
He played. Wait, no, that's his career. My bad. Hold on. That's his career. Wiggle, tell me how many in a year. It don't tell me how many he missed, though.
It should say games played.
Okay. I think I got a better comparison for you, Rob. You take Ben Simmons or Giannis. Play the exact same. They both play the exact same, pretty much.
Yeah.
Drive to the rim. That's the only way they score. Except for I've seen Giannis at least attempt the shooting aspect. That's the only advantage I'm going to give Giannis. He at least attempts the shooting aspect.
You're asking these are two different players. They have to do two different things because they're in two different offices. Like they have, and they play two different
games. But that,
Giannis is a power forward.
No, Giannis is a point guard.
Giannis.
He brings the ball up the court as a point guard.
Their games are, if you look at matches play, the games are exactly the same. They both are known for driving to the cup. That's where you're getting your points at. You drive. All you're doing is driving. Giannis is known for above the rim. That's what Giannis is known for. He's won two MVPs like that, if I'm not mistaken, for just driving to the rim. Giannis cannot shoot. That is one of Giannis's knocks, is he can't shoot. He can't shoot, period. Giannis, he got his games where all of a sudden he's hitting them. Other than that, Giannis can't shoot. That's been one of Giannis's knocks. So, I'm about to say, you taking Giannis or you taking Ben Simmons? That's identical games right there. They both do the exact same thing, except I think Ben probably played a little better defense. And who would you choose between them two?
Ben Simmons.
Why are you picking Ben?
They ask like I said, they're playing two different positions. They have to do two different things to get in two different offenses. So if my offense is ran to where it's like, if I had a choice, I'm going to get a 16 point guard who.
But that's what that's the same way that Philly uses Ben. It's the same
and
way.
And B brings the ball up sometimes during Philly. So is he the point guard?
What?
And B
brings the ball up sometimes.
What I'm saying is the same way that Philly uses Ben Simmons is the same way that Milwaukee uses Giannis. The same exact way. They play the same position.
But they might as well. They pretty much might as well play the same position. Like, Giannis might be listed as a power forward. But if you look what Giannis brings to the table for the Bucks,
he has the ball in his hand more than anyone, the same as Ben Simmons. Like, are we going by depth chart?
That's just like LeBron. LeBron listed as a what? Small forward? But we all know LeBron can play all five positions. Like, that's just an unknown fact. And LeBron
it's not about
ball.
What he can play. It's and about LeBron the position that he does play.
LeBron brings basically the point guard for the Lakers. Majority of the time when he's on the court, LeBron brings the ball up. But he's not listed as a point guard. He's not listed as a point guard, though. That's basically what Giannis does for the Bucks.
Okay, so point guard, you're taking Jamal Murray or Ben Simmons?
Jamal Murray.
Are you taking Ja Morant or Ben Simmons?
Dude, when you say point guard, I'm taking a true point guard. I'm taking someone that can shoot.
See, but a point guard, see, that's not a point guard.
That's not. No. A point guard is more about assists than not really about shooting.
A scoring point guard is not a true point guard. Chris Paul is the truest point guard left in the game. He's going to pass first, and, but he can still get his bucket.
Point guard is, a point guard does everything. He gets he sets
a point guard pass first. A true point guard is going to facilitate for the rest of his teammates first.
He's going to get his offense.
He's going to get his buckets within the offense. Yeah. He ain't going to be the offense. Point guards that I'm
yeah, but if you're the point guard on your team and you're the best shooter, you got to shoot that gun.
No. I mean, all right. So Lonzo Ball or Ben Simmons?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I ain't seen much of Lonzo to choose him, but I'm about to choose him.
That's a good one.
Because Lonzo play defense, too. That's what I love about Lonzo's game. He plays some hell of defense.
He's a better passer, too.
And he's taking shot. Lonzo, I'm taking little brother over Lonzo.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the choices.
I'm telling you, I don't give a damn. I'm taking a little brother over Lonzo.
We all know LaMelo is a better scorer than Lonzo, but if you look at Lonzo's game from when he first joined the Lakers to where he is right now in Chicago,
it's different. Yeah, it's different.
He went from improved. Somebody that cannot shoot to Lonzo from three is averaging at least 40%, if not close to it. He right on the cusp of
39.
Yeah, I said, yeah, he right on the cusp.
So what was going with Ben, though? I'm trying to see this argument about Ben. What we saying, should, if we was the owner, I mean not owner, but the owner or whatever, should we give this nigga $33 million for doing nothing?
I'm not giving that man $33 million. I ain't giving him $33 million.
He's not even in the top 15 in point guard. If we going by his position.
He ain't top 10 in his own position. That's my thing. If I'm gonna give you,
if we're going off the premise that he's a point guard, he's only giving me 6 assists and 15 points a game.
Yeah. Well, I can name you a point guard.
Points, I said 15.
I can name a point guard that's close to the same height as Ben, but he can score. Luka Doncic. He tall. He a tall point guard, but he gonna score. That's my only knock on Ben. I like Ben's defense. The man just will not shoot. And it's like he don't give a fuck. That's what pissed me off the most. It's like he just does not care. A coach's job is to criticize his players to make his players better. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Doc Rivers
never,
speak
they
out
never
on
gave
that.
A fuck about Ben anyway. It never really was about Ben anyway. It was all about Embiid. Embiid was the process.
The better player.
He's the better player, though. That's just
so
like...
Why would he care? And then at the same time, if the Phillies organization felt the way that y'all felt, they would have been just dealt them.
They trying to. You can't just deal them. They not just going to take some bullshit for them.
A lot of people.
They didn't offer.
He paid too much.
A lot of people ain't going to give them what they want.
Yeah, they didn't offer them up.
Everything we're saying.
They tried to get Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green from the Warriors. The Warriors didn't want to separate the veteran players. So they said no. They tried to send him to Dallas, but Dallas didn't want to give up the picks. So it's not just us that don't want him. Philly don't want him either. That's why he's just showing up to training camp.
I say look at it like this.
He's only showing up to training camp for the money. He don't really care about
it. You said it's always been about Embiid. You're always going to center your team around your best player. That's just a known fact. That's who you're going to cater your team to, your best player. I mean... them Lakers teams, Kobe and Shaq. Kobe was still averaging 30 something in the playoffs. You look at the numbers. But it's just a known fact. The best player on them teams was Shaq. There was nobody that could stop him. That's basically what Philly got with Embiid. You can't really stop Embiid. Because how you guard him? How do you really truly guard Embiid? He can pound you in the paint, and the man can step out, cross you up, and shoot in your face at 7 foot plus. Now, I understand the whole injury prone. That's the only knock you got on Embiid is he injury prone. But he's injury prone because he's so tall. That's like Kevin Durant. That's why Kevin Durant suffered the injuries he suffered, because he's so tall and doing the things he can do.
You know, that's just a height thing. If you took a couple inches off of Embiid, I think that whole injury prone thing goes out the water.
I'll still take Embiid over.
But yeah, as I said, I think Embiid's height is a all big right. reason on why he suffers the little injuries. It's a foot injury usually with Embiid. It's usually a foot injury with Embiid. It's just a known fact with tall people, they always got them foot injuries.
That's what
But yeah, Kyrie way more injury prone than Embiid though, if we want to get technical. Kyrie done been injured literally every year he's been in the league that I know of. Going back to college. He didn't even play a full year at Duke because of an injury. Like, that's just been a known fact with Kyrie. That's another. That's why I said. That's why Kyrie needs to just calm down, go get your vaccine, and just play. Nigga, he knew what he was getting into. He knew what he was getting into. You can't say he didn't know what he's getting into. He knew what he's getting into. So, that's one of them things, man. You just need to play. Just play. That's all you're getting paid to do is play. That's all you're getting paid to do. You ain't got to do nothing else, Kyrie. We even give you days off for mental health. You gonna still get your days off. Just suit up. Talk to a few people and play. That's all you gotta do. But he don't wanna do that.
But if it's paid slavery, like you were saying earlier, and you it know is. Kyrie on that type you of
admit,
shit, he ain't
I'm gonna. About to say, yeah. I mean, you gotta admit it is. A lot of it's paid slavery. You think about it, it's paid slavery. But
very good paid slavery though.
But
yeah.
This would be my. This would be.
Day,
this would
at
be,
the end of the day, motherfuckers is getting paid millions.
This would be my money. Question for Kyrie, though. This would be my question for Kyrie. How many other vaccines has he taken? How many other vaccines has Kyrie taken?
Fucking with Kalani.
Since he's been an adult.
That clap shot.
Since he's been an adult. Since he's been an adult. How many other vaccines has Kyrie taken?
He had to take that shot so he can pee straight. I bet you he won't thinking about what was in there. When his pee-pee hole was burning.
Cause I promise you, just to be a college student athlete, Kyrie had to take vaccines. It's mandatory you take.
And if he's ever been to Africa, he has to take a bunch of shots.
If he's ever been out the country, he's had to take shots. So like I said, that's why I say Kyrie being selfish. Cause he can't tell me he ain't never took another shot, nothing else.
But
since he's been in the NBA,
no, it's not about the shot. It's what we talked about earlier. It's not about the shot. It's about you telling me I gotta take it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. He been told he gotta do something, but then he gotta look at it. His whole contract is all about telling him he gotta do something to get paid. That's what don't make sense to me. Since you've been in the NBA, you've been told you gotta do something. So it ain't making sense why I want to sit now because I'm being told I gotta do something. Nigga, you told her if you want to play for this organization, this is what you got to do. And you still signed that contract to get that money. So what's new now? Because it's a shot? That's really what it is, because it's a shot. It's a needle. All of a sudden now it's an issue with you. Like I said, people can't pick and choose when being told to do something becomes an issue for them. When your whole career is people telling you what to do, or you wouldn't have a career. That's my issue with the whole Kyrie thing. Just because it's mandatory, he's being forced to do it. He don't want to do it.
Hey, I think that's, let's review that's your NBA Kyrie has, I think that's what Kyrie takes offense to. Like, the fact is, like, it's the work, but it's not. He's not thinking like looking at it like, oh, you're telling me what to do. You're looking at it like, all right, if we make the playoffs, I get this. I get the extra $300K. And if we win the championship, I get the extra $500. And he's looking at it like that. He's not looking at it like, oh, you got to come in and play 82 games and shit like that. Obviously, it's in a small print, but he's not looking at it like that. He's looking at it like, all right, I'm being NBA player. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the fair trade agreement, whatever that shit is that they do with the players union shit. So like, he's just looking at it like that. And he's a free spirit. So of course, he's not going to vibe with like, oh, the state tell you got to do something. Like, he'd be like, nah, nigga, like I'm the reason why Kevin Durant even came here and wanted to stay.
Like I said, I ain't never really been that high on the Kyrie train like most people anyway. Yes, the man got some handles on him. The man too injury prone. Can't carry an organization by himself, although he acts like it. That's my big knock on him. He acts like he can carry an organization.
You wanna know why?
Can't.
You wanna know why he acts like that? You wanna know why he acts like he carried the franchise? Because Because all yeah, to get that damn shot in the finals.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was this.
Everyone who don't like LeBron is like, oh, Kyrie.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Simmons, if Ben Simmons hit a shot like that in the playoffs, we will be okay.
Nah,
I think at least take a shot. Getting all the praise. He gotta hit it. Shit, I want at least to take it.
Embiid will still get all the praise because Embiid was the one that was scoring 40 points to keep us close for you to hit that shot. If Embiid was playing like Ben Simmons the whole game, you hitting that shot wouldn't fucking matter.
That's what anything. That's just like
that's LeBron's take on him hitting that shot. Like, yeah, nigga, you hit the shot. But if I was playing like you was playing all game, that shot would have just been a shot.
Nah, Kyrie was balling that game. Kyrie was balling. I don't know watching that whole. Kyrie was balling that whole series. Since they
both were averaging like over 30. They were over that.
Yeah, they
like
both averaging 30. I can say Kyrie didn't hold his though. But
what are you saying? Like the contributions overall. Like,
yeah. But yeah, Kyrie showed me that he couldn't carry organization when he was the organization and they weren't doing shit. There's always first pick. Kyrie cannot carry an organization. This is a known fact. Shit, Kyrie went to the Celtics and Celtics got worse. What does that say about him? They got worse.
Well, I gotta take a shit. So I think that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank y'all for joining us. Follow us on the Patreon Media YouTube channel. We are now on IG. Tokyo, you got that IG?
Yeah, it's pantheon.media.llc.
Make sure you follow
us. Instagram on. Name?
Yeah.
On gas Instagram.
So you can't change that. About to say, nope.
Nah,
everybody took that. Took whatever pantheon, how you shake it, all right? I can put it in fucking an acronym. If you want to.
media.llc.businessmajor.com.
Bro, I try everything. I was like, damn, that's a lot of pantheons out here for nobody to know by
their name. Yeah. Yeah.
So still that, y'all need to go follow us. Follow us on the gram. We on Twitter. We on Facebook. And we TikTok. Got the YouTube popping. TikTok coming soon. So we got you. Anything you be on, we on. Because we own what you own. And we out.
Thank you all again.
That's for the bullshit. We ain't on that bullshit, though.
I'm with it sometimes.
Yeah, we ain't on that bullshit, though.
Sometimes, some days I got time.